Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. To Canadian sports fans around the world, hello. Time to talk sports for the next couple of hours. It's episode number 219 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Here's an eye-opener. First thing out of the chute, Louis Launer writes in, says, greetings from St. Louis, Missouri, USA. Go Argos. We're already international and we haven't even talked yet.
It's cool.
How you doing, Dupes?
I'm doing really good.
Good. A lot of people tuning in for our thoughts on the CFL-CFLPA negotiations, and we're going to get to that. It's not good. I just want to tell you who's going to be on the program today. Big Calgary Flames alum day today. Our good friend Riggsy, Robin Regeer, 1,070 NHL games, pride of Rosthern, Saskatchewan, and Stanley Cup champions going to be with us today. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to all these chats, but particularly with Riggsy, former Kamloops Blazer, of course. Peter Labardius, longtime friend of the show. Curtis Glencross, another Flames alum, and the head coach of the Battleford's North Stars, Braden Klimosko. Boy, what would we talk about with the SJHL right now? What is there anything? No. Oh. Braden Klimosko, I might add, a finalist for the Hogan Cross Memorial Award, given out by the National Hockey League, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, very cool.
Just as I was surfing the SJHL website, I saw that. So we'll talk to Braden about that. Let's go. Quick six show topics today. There's a lot. I'm just going to rattle through them and then come back around on each one of them. CFL, CFLPA negotiations. So 3DownNation.com writing the story that, I guess, would you say talks have broken off? Basically, Solomon Elamimian sent an email to all of the... He's the president of the Players Association. Sent an email to all the players yesterday saying the commissioner won't return their calls. And, yeah, we'll come back on that. It's not good right now. My quick thing, take on that is now is not the time for this stuff from the Players Association. I'm on the players and coaches' side, but not right now. And they won't be able to play games without players. So when they figure it out, it'll be sorted out in a jiff. But we'll come back on that. Number two, the NFL draft opens tonight with round one. What intrigue will you be watching?
Yep.
We have some, I think. Actually, a few things. And that will relate to our poll question, which we'll get to in a moment. This, of course, is the rollout for Flooring Superstore as we go with the quick six show topics. Point three, James Myrtle hit on this yesterday. The neutral site cities for the NHL to be used as quarantine cities, not going to happen. But here's the latest plan, what's come out in the last 24 hours. It was the Florida Panthers owner that I think confirmed this. They're looking at four cities to resume the Stanley Cup playoffs or start the Stanley Cup playoffs. Three games per day in each of those four cities, and Edmonton they're looking at is one. So we'll talk about that. Four, the SJHL simulation. Oh, things have changed in the last 24 hours. Pretty sure I know what I heard. I think things have changed as far as handing out the trophy based on a computer simulation. Five, should the CFL glitz up the draft? And if so, how? Why not? What's today, the 23rd? It's 1 week from today is the CFL draft. If they were to glitz it up, you know, how would they, how could they, or should they? Does anybody care?
Yeah.
And point six, expectations of Connor Bedard, the phenom, the Justin Bieber on skates, if you will, because that's what he is.
Yeah.
I've been teasing that for days. We haven't really settled on it. I'm going to say a point a game in his 15-year-old season. Is that too much?
That's good.
It depends on who they put him with.
Yeah,
right?
It really does. It really does. If you want to sit on that for a second, but you know, getting the goaltender Roddy Ross from Seattle.
Big time move.
It's
yesterday.
A 20-year-old. It doesn't mean that this team's ready to start contending right away. It just means, hey, we got to have solid goaltending, give this kid a chance to succeed, put him in good situations. They'll be fine.
I talked to the owners yesterday. These are good times.
Good times are coming.
Big trade yesterday with Roddy Ross from Seattle. And I have some points here, too, that we're going to get to. Here in the rollout through all of these, what part of your new routine do you think will stay when we get back to normal? Can you think about that for a second?
Yeah.
So I got some bonus points to get to. So to the CFL-CFLPA talks, I mean, Solomon Elamimian doesn't seem very happy that he can't get the commissioner to call him back. I totally get it. And the more that I think about this, we floated the notion out yesterday, is this a player's market right now? No, it's not. It's always been the owners that hold the cards, and now even more so. Let's just say they are forced into an 8-game season. And I understand players aren't going to want to have their wages cut in half or more. But this is the deal. Take it or leave it. Because at the end of the day, the CFL owners, they appease the players. They play ball. They give them the odd little concession. Now's not the time for that back and forth. It's not. I guess my point is, all things being equal, I'm going to be on the players' and coaches' sides. All things aren't equal right now. The best thing for the CFL is to get on the field and play, and players, you got to accept whatever's given to you when it's sorted out.
The contracts will be held up. I have no doubt about that. But the don't mistake this. Those contracts are salary cap numbers. Those contracts aren't necessarily what you're taking home, because if you sign a $100,000 deal to host a radio show, that's cool. But you don't get $100,000 up front and here you go.
Yeah.
You get paid on a weekly or bi-weekly or bi-monthly basis. And if you only play half, or if you only host half the year, then you only get half that wage. It's the same thing in football with football players. It's a business. Those salaries will be held up, but if they're only playing half a season, they're only going to get half a salary. That's, I don't think there's much more to it than that.
Probably not. If you go and read the article of Three Down Nation, it would appear that the owners are taking umbrage with the clause in the players and the CBA that says if there's no season, everybody becomes a free agent. Because frankly, when they signed it, whoever thought there wouldn't be a season? Really?
Exactly.
But so things have changed. Now, I've got people texting me saying anti-Randy Ambrosi and all of this. And I said, I think Randy's just speaking on behalf of the owners myself. He is the figurehead. He works for them. Don't think this is all Randy Ambrosi. But I'll say it again. Now's not the time for penny ante back and forth. Now's the time to get on the field and save the league. And it's not a player's market. It's if here's the terms. If you guys don't want to play, we'll get guys in here that will. That's what I think it's going to come down to.
Yeah.
To point two, the NFL draft tonight. Round one, will you be watching? What's the intrigue? I know a lot of people will be watching. My goodness, you don't have any. TSN's doing far more coverage for the NFL draft than they are for the CFL draft. And maybe that'll change come next week when it actually is the CFL draft time. For me, we all know that Joe Burrow's going to go number one. We all know that Chase Young's going to go number two. That's based on the coverage, but it certainly seems that way. I watched the NFL network a lot last night.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor's the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. He said, we already know who's going to be number one. It would have been nice if he'd said, no, we don't know who's going to be number one.
Have some intrigue. No.
The coaches don't look at it that way. Personnel people don't look at it that
way.
They
don't. And Miami apparently had made a number of offers to Cincinnati to try and get the number one pick, and they were told in no uncertain terms that we're not trading the pick.
Right.
Which means that they've settled on a guy, and if they're not moving down, they're settled on Joe Burrow.
So I got to open my phone to our poll question here. Joe Burrow, the coach or the quarterback that led LSU to the national championship last year. So the poll question is, if we all know that Joe Burrow is going to go number one and he's the quarterback for the LSU Tigers, who will be the number two quarterback gone off the board? Tua, I'm slowly starting to attempt to say his name. Tua Tagovailoa.
Close.
Crimson Tide quarterback.
Yeah.
Everybody just calls him Tua, but we're going to have to know his name damn soon. Close. What are you, an expert in his name?
I've been watching the coverage. Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa. Yeah.
Tagovailoa. So here are the options. Justin Herbert, Tua, Jordan Love, or other. And 65% of people that are into this, quite a few votes on this since Clark put it up just as we were rolling in the show intro, are saying Tua. Now, why this is the intrigue, and let's be honest, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel for intrigue, but I got a note last night from our travel agent who said four people have put their deposits down on our second annual sports trip, the Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip. Four people, Darren, just yesterday, and they're all expecting to go to Miami. Because we said that we would go to Miami.
Yes.
And some of those people, and they're basically all farmers, because life isn't so bad in the ag world right now. People need to eat.
Yep.
Farmers have been self-isolating for 100 years. This is not new to them. They wanted to go to Miami. We hadn't even returned from Houston last year, and they're saying, Miami, Miami. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
But all things being equal, I wouldn't mind going to Tampa Bay to see Tom and Gronk, but they're all in on Miami. Yeah. So if Tua goes there, the star left-handed throwing quarterback from the Alabama Crimson Tide, there's some more chutzpah there, some more pizzazz.
Yes.
And there's far more to do in Miami than Tampa. Tampa's great. I'm never going to turn down a trip to South Beach.
Miami's Miami.
Which you've never been.
I've never been. Super excited about it. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And it's good to see that people are still excited about going. And if there's an NFL season and the NHL's back and everything else, yeah, we'll be going once those schedules come out. But it's funny, our director, Jordan, he was talking about Tori Gurley's interview yesterday. He was talking about Home Alone. And he's like, I just picture us, you know, you going to Miami and Rod and everybody goes to Miami and leaves you behind. Could you imagine the Home Alone promo we could do of everybody going to Miami and Darren gets stuck at the studio? Could be funny.
I'd be okay with everybody going to Miami and leaving me there.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too.
That'd be cool. Boy, the comments are coming in fast and furious. By the way, our friend Richie Roy did his game show last night, Big Time Game Shows, and he had thousands of viewers. And the one thing I noticed about Richie is he often says, share the show, share the show. He's got a 15-minute pre-show leading up to it, asking people to share the show. So would you folks mind sharing the show? Go down to the bottom of the screen and just click share. It'll come up as right post. Just hit share, and boom, out to all your friends if you like it. That would help us out a lot. Thanks. Clark, can you put up the comment from Trent in Norway, if you don't mind? They're watching us all the way from Missouri to Norway. Here's Trent. He says, Norway calling. Time for TSN to up the CFL draft coverage. Any news on new football recruits coming to the U of S Huskies and the U of R Rams? Sunny and plus 15 this evening on the Norwegian West Coast. Stay well, everyone. Hey, Trent checking in from Norway. Brad Hersina, one of our viewers, writes in and he says, glitzing up the CFL draft, leading up to the draft, have Dwayne Ford host two shows. One, highlight the top 20 prospects with interviews. Two, assess the Canadian needs of each team. I'm not sure how glitzy that is. When you're talking about glitz, we're talking about skimpy tops, cheerleaders, coming out with a cheerleader on each elbow of the prospects. That's what we're talking about.
Pomp and
smoke, fireworks, a runway. When I say glitz, addressing each team's needs, I'm sorry. I guess everybody finds different things sexy. I don't find that sexy. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I was saying, what is your definition of glitz?
Three Down Nations had tons of coverage on everyone's team's needs and who they might draft. And you know,
right. And don't read that.
And they've done that when it comes
this to... This is an art. This is sex.
When it comes to teams' needs, they've done that in the CFL, you know, evaluating each team's. And they do that. But unfortunately, for 95% of players, they're not filling their needs in the draft. They're getting, you know, a good Canadian offensive lineman, which will fill a need 2-3 years from now. Or they're, you know, going to get a good linebacker or maybe a Canadian receiver. But they're not really filling needs right away like the NFL are. NFL are signing, are drafting starting quarterbacks, star left tackles, you know, starting
franchise faces.
So unfortunately, that's the case. So it is what you're talking about. The sex, the show, the lights, the, you know, the confetti, all of that stuff.
That's what it's going to take.
That's what it's going to take. You got to make it a fun show for the Canadian guys getting drafted.
Rick Haglund's watching. He writes in and he says, please don't wear a skimpy top, Rod. Not me. I'm just sitting back on the other side of the television, popping a Diet Coke and eating Oreos and pizza.
Yeah.
Life's great, I got to say.
What's the problem?
Monty writes in, the longtime Huskies equipment guy, writes in and he says, the Rams have them cheerleaders. What are you saying with the skimpy tops? Come on! Sex sells.
Huskies come to Saskatoon, the water bottles are never filled.
Right.
Monty's too busy
looking at the Rams cheerleaders. From viewer Nelson, he says, to have all the prospects in one place and creating an event out of it would be huge. Having TSN and CFL.ca live would need to be a gradual growth plan. They did it. I think it was 91. My friend Brad Elberg. Maybe we should bring Elberg on. Can we get on that? I got his number. First round pick of the Rough Riders who never played a game for the Riders but went on to a long CFL career. He's now a lawyer in Toronto. He was part of that. I think it was the last CFL draft. Mind you, they did it in Saskatoon, too, in 94, 95. But it's costly. It's not going to happen this year. And is it even worthwhile doing? We're jumping all over the place here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore, and I'm okay with that. Have you shared the show yet? Doing my best Richie Roy impression. Please go down to the bottom of your screen and click share. That would help us a lot. The SJHL simulation. So, a few feathers might have been ruffled yesterday on that.
Might have upset some
people. Pretty sure I know what I heard in speaking with league officials, that they were going to hand out the Canalta Cup based on the computer simulation. Because people are starting to say that I did an elaborate ruse, like of everybody. And I wouldn't do that. I would not do that. But I did talk with the SJHL folks, I'm not going to say whom, who asked us to get behind their computer simulation. And I was pretty clear they said they were going to hand out the trophy at the end of this, and the league was okay with it. Well, as the day went on, not everybody was okay with it. And it came to the point that the league president, Bill Chow, had to send out a statement saying, oh, no, this is just for entertainment. But I will say this. Clark was saying 22,000 views of that clip on Facebook, 6,000-ish on Twitter. Oh, it got people talking. And more than anything, it got people saying, there's no way that you can hand out a championship based on a computer simulation. And as I said at the start of the show yesterday, I am a purist, but I'm also open-minded. And the SJHL sold me on why this was a good idea. Everybody else is coming from that purist thing where, and I also get it, you know, all the work that goes in, the scouting, all the work the players have put in to then award it based on a computer. And what are you going to do? Hand out virtual rings to the champion? That's what a broadcaster from the BC Hockey League, Alex Ronsley, said. So everybody had an opinion. The SJHL accomplished what they wanted to do. Duly got people talking.
Yep.
But it sounds to me, it would appear to me, that they did do an about face. And the plan was to hand out the trophy. But because of the backlash, they decided not to. Which, by the way, I think is fair that they would change their mind.
It's the right thing to do. Well, we talked about it on the show yesterday that teams aren't going to be hanging up banners saying we won a championship in, you know, 2020. It's just not going to be a thing that they do. It's for fun. The whole idea of it is for fun. And yeah, the Canalta Cup might actually have a home somewhere, but it's not actually the Canalta Cup. It's the Canalta COVID Cup or whatever you want to call it, right?
I don't think they'd want to be associated with, just call it the COVID Cup.
Just call it the COVID Cup.
Yeah.
You know, and Canalta can present the game simulations and stuff like that. That's going to be fun. It's actually going to be fun to watch and think about what could have been. Not necessarily what would have been, but what could have been. Who might win? Who might have, you know, if all things are equal, who is going to win the simulation? Who does the computer think would win the championship? I think that's kind of intriguing. I'll follow it, but that's about it.
And to the bonus point that I said, what part of your new routine will stay? I'm enjoying having my wife. She's working from home. She works at Capital, and we're getting into a routine. We visit in the morning. We have coffee in the morning. She goes for a walk with our daughter in the morning. I like riding my bike in the morning. I said, it's going to be hard to go to the gym once this lifts because I'm getting into a routine that I like here. I'm worked out by the time I wake up. Think about that.
Yeah.
And how, you know, and then my daughter said to me last night as I made supper, she goes, I think this is the first time in over a year that I've seen you cook.
I thought you were the grill master.
That's what I said. The barbecue doesn't count.
Yeah.
And she says, no, you've never even used the oven. What's the point? Who cares? And she wanted to cook her own supper because it was healthier and then ended up having a bunch of ours because it was so good.
Of course.
But so, what can I say? What part of your routine do you think will stay?
It's the home workouts.
Yeah, that's not good for gyms, Darren.
It's not, but unfortunately, you're going to get to a point where I'm going to need to either buy my own gear, you know, weights and that kind of stuff, the squat rack and all that stuff, which is expensive. You got the bike, which is good, or I'm going to have to go back to the gym. But I'm really enjoying that because the show... I've never been a really early morning workout guy. I've always been kind of that 11 a.m. just before lunch. And so now doing it.
You can't. Yeah.
As soon as I get home after the show, we do this till about one, go home and I work out. And by 2 o'clock, I'm back to work again. Not shower and change, and then it's like 3-4 o'clock by the time I actually get home and settle back into the office or whatever. So much more convenient. That might be the thing that sticks is the home workouts.
Yeah. We've got Robin Regeer coming up right at the start of the next segment. Rick Haglin watching, and he says, the barbecue counts. Well, of course it counts. So, yes, she just likes to get in my grill, if it were. But that's when I knew that there would be a market for morning sports talk in Canada, because I've always been a morning workout guy. Always have been.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, why am I watching last night's highlights for the 12th time? I watched the games. I don't need this. Why The View? I'm trying to watch this, but I can't because they're annoying. I want sports talk. I want it live. There's got to be a market for this. And I know that there's a lot of sports guys, for a fact, that are watching right now that, you know, they're, well, they're not in the locker room because they can't be. But most times they're working out in the morning. They're having their coffee. And that's why I knew that there'd be a market for it.
Yeah. It's perfect. It's exactly it. It's, you know, right in before the morning skates for the hockey folks. It's perfect timing. It's really great. Or right after, depending on which side of the coast you're on. I love it. I think it's great.
We just got to get on Game Plus TV Network, because I do have sports guys from across the country just going, when's it coming? And I'm like, I don't know. My job is sitting in this chair. Can I forward them to you? Can I give them your number? Like, I get it, but I said, guys, you're already watching on your phone anyway. Can you not just put the phone on the damn treadmill or the stationary bike? What's the difference? But they want it on TV for some reason. The convenience, I guess.
You got to be convenient.
I don't know. This is the roll-on for Flooring Superstore. On the way today, Robin Regeer, Curtis Glencross, Peter Labardius, and Braden Klimosko. Sports update coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Come into Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. A lot of topics on the table today. CFL, NHL, NFL, Junior A. We're going to go down memory lane here a little bit as we join Robin Regeer. 1,070 games in the National Hockey League, Stanley Cup champion. The guy's story is absolutely amazing, and anybody watching knows it. Good morning, Riggsy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rod?
Good. I understand that you're at a cabin in northern Saskatchewan, and my guess is you probably would have been there anyway. So self-isolation isn't a big problem for you right now. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, all things considered with what's going on, we are very fortunate that we took off early from Calgary. My wife had the foresight to see that the schools were going to be shut down and everything that was going to be happening. So we got out of the city, came up to northern Saskatchewan, and it's actually been really good so far.
What's your take on the way things are playing out? I mean, NHL veteran of a lot of games. You got a lot of buddies still in the league. Just as a fan right now, how do you, you know, what do you have any expectations of this season ending or how it might end?
Well, first of all, I really miss watching playoff hockey. And unfortunately, you know, with the serious situation going on right now with the pandemic, that's something that we're going to have to do without for now. But my thoughts are that depending on how that all plays out, it would be nice if the NHL could finish the regular season and not play all 82 games, but somehow get it to where the teams have even number of games played, and then maybe have an abbreviated playoffs. But that, I think that's the best case scenario at this point.
Absolutely. But the good thing is everybody's staying positive, and it looks like it will have a good resumption. Now, I was reading your Wikipedia page today, and it's not like we didn't know, but I kind of forgot. We all knew that you're the only player in the history of the NHL of Brazilian descent. Did you ever get tired of answering that question, by the way? How were you born in Brazil? Was this a blessing or a curse that you were born in Brazil and having to answer that question for the rest of your life?
Well, how it came to be was my parents were very religious and didn't have a lot of money and wanted to travel. So a way to do that was to join MCC, so Mennonite Central Committee. So off they went to Brazil, and being young newlyweds, doing what they do, my older brother and myself showed up in Brazil. So we were both born there. And, you know, I have no problem with it whatsoever. We actually also traveled to Indonesia shortly after we finished off our time in Brazil. And I had some really, really funny things happen to me, Rod, throughout my career. You know, I had people come up to me numerous places and start speaking Portuguese to me as they saw I was born there in Brazil. But I said, you know, I was 9 months old when our family moved back to Saskatchewan before we took off to Indonesia. So I didn't pick up any Portuguese.
No, and then moved to Rosern when you were seven, I believe, and your dad became the ice maker there. I mean, I had forgotten all these things. But by the way, there are some good WHL players of Portuguese descent, one being Andrew de Souza, former captain of the Pats. So, I mean, there's becoming more hockey players, Riggsy. But did you ever get tired of telling the story? I'm sure you haven't told it for a while now, but in your career, you must have been asked about it all the time.
Not really, because it was really interesting, and it also was really enjoyable for our entire family, for us to be able to have those type of experiences and travel and see a lot different parts of the world, especially for us kids at an early age. I think was just a phenomenal experience, and you know, I didn't truly appreciate it till later on in life. But I loved it that my parents were adventurous and took off and took us to all these interesting places.
Good. Well, it is an unbelievable story, and I think just having the distinction of the only NHL player ever from Brazil is cool in and of itself. Here's a great question from Jeremy Knight. He's watching in Toronto. He says, how did Daryl Sutter's coaching style change for you for when you were with the Flames to winning the Cup with him later in Los Angeles? That is a heck of a question from Jeremy. How would you answer that, Robin?
Well, Jeremy, I don't believe the fundamentals of what Daryl believed in Calgary and Los Angeles changed a lot, in that, you know, he still felt that our teams had to play to a very strong identity, and the identity is that we were hard to play against, so physical. We were very strong defensively, and we went in and tried to wear teams down. Where I think Daryl changed a little bit was you know, kind of his attitude or approach, I think, had softened a little bit, in that he was a little more harder edged in Calgary. But that's a slippery slope, because usually you can get, you know, a couple of years out of a team and guys before they stop listening to you. And I think he softened a little bit that way and evolved a little bit. But he was still pretty firm in those fundamental beliefs
that Daryl wanted on to go to war with. What was the connection that you two had that worked so well?
Well, I found for me personally that I played better on teams with a very defined structure in their systems, and Daryl was that. He said, this is the way we're going to play, and if you don't, you're not playing, or you're not going to be around. And I really like that defined structure, And I found, you know, when I went to Buffalo, it was a lot more difficult for me to play under, you know, kind of a more freewheeling system that we had there under Lindy Ruff. So I just, for me personally, I felt more comfortable, had more success in that system under Daryl. And then also in LA, they were missing a veteran defenseman in Willie Mitchell in 2013, who was out with a major knee injury. And Daryl felt that they needed a veteran on the left side to kind of step in for as long as needed. And that's a big reason why he was banging on Dean Lombardi, the general manager's door, to make a trade for me out of Buffalo.
Not everybody's career has the storybook ending, but yours did, of course, and Dustin Brown handing you the Stanley Cup, first guy that he handed it to in 2014. Robin, do you think about that much anymore? What did that feel like that night?
Yeah, it was an amazing feeling, Rod, because so many things went into that. It, first of all, took me 10 years after falling short in Calgary in 2004. We got within one goal of winning the Stanley Cup, and how things went down with the Marty Giona no goal call in Game 6 and losing in Game 7, it was extremely heartbreaking. But I was a young player at that time, and I thought, oh, we have a good team, we'll get right back there. Well, we lost the next season completely to the lockout, and we after that we lost in the first round, I believe, the next 3 or 4 years. So it took me 10 years to be on a team that even got back to the Stanley Cup Finals. And even though I got injured with a pretty significant knee injury in round two, for me, the reason I went out to Los Angeles was just to be part of a championship team. And I was very fortunate for that. And if you remember how it started, was we actually went down 0-3 to San Jose. And we were one of only four teams in NHL history to battle back from a three-game deficit. And it just kind of, the momentum built from there. And, you know, for me to come out on the ice and get that cup from Dustin, and have my parents and family in the stands to share it with, was an amazing feeling. You know, probably the only way I could say thank you for them having to get up all those early mornings to drive me to the rink, to have to work bingos for fundraising, and, you know, all that stuff that parents do, and really are very, you know, I was very thankful for it, and to be able to share that moment with them and that experience with them just felt tremendous, because I wanted to help give back to them.
Yeah, it's a great story, and who doesn't love a great story? There's enough bad stories out there. That's why I wanted to bring it up. But was it 2014 or 2012 that the Kings were the eighth seed and won the Stanley Cup? Was that the first cup with Daryl or the second?
So 2012 was their first cup, and that was when they limped into the playoffs, and then just went through everyone like a buzzsaw. And that was their first Stanley Cup. And then 2013 was the lockout shortened season that next year. And then I was traded there. We lost to the Chicago Blackhawks in the Western Conference Final in 2013. And then 2014 was the year we ended up winning it.
Right. Now, here's a perfect segue. Richard writes in and says, Robin, was Outlaws your favorite club in Calgary? But I got to tell a story. Robin is a huge Rider fan, and 2009 Grey Cup, if you recall, Riggsy, you guys were leaving the night before Riderville opened. So we had our own Riderville at the back alley. And Shad Rickey, who listens every single day from Brandon, he's your biggest fan, was with us. And we had our own Riderville. And of course, that Grey Cup didn't end too well. But can you explain your love of the green and white and what memories you have of it? And I'll finish that by saying, have you been to a game in the new stadium, by the way, because it's pretty amazing.
Well, first of all, Outlaws was not my favorite place to go. As you alluded to, Rod, we enjoyed the back alley with the loud rock music and such. But, you know, I love the Riders, always cheered for the Riders, and actually had some really enjoyable experiences when we played the outdoor game, I believe, in 2011, the Heritage Classic in McMahon Stadium. I actually had a really nice rider hat that I was wearing for our outdoor practice, and you know, kind of trying to represent the team and also our province in a positive way. Unfortunately, I have not been to the new stadium yet to watch a game, but I always cheer for them, continue to do so, and even when they come to Calgary. And we actually live right near McMahon Stadium, so I do take the boys over, and when we enjoy watching some good CFL football.
Well, you're raising them right, Robin, which I knew that you would. Raising them as Rider fans. Are they Rider fans, or have they been infected by the red living in Calgary?
We've got some work to do in that area, Rod. So
okay, well, right. Well, hey, you got a bucket list thing to do with bringing him to Mosaic Stadium, and hey, you haven't accomplished everything then. We got to raise him as Rider fans. Robin, we'll let you go. A little jealous that you're enjoying the peace up there in northern Saskatchewan. It's so beautiful. But thanks for the time, and stay safe up there.
Thank you very much for having me, Rod.
All right, Robin Regier, NHL great, Saskatchewan great. People writing in, loving the interview with Riggsy this morning. And now the memories, eh? What do I hear all the time when I talk to coaches and players or retired players? They're like, now that we've had this pause, you go back and think about where it all started. What were the cool things?
Yep.
And who would have thought about Robin Regier wearing that Rider flap Elmer Fudd hat if he hadn't just brought it up,
right?
That outdoor time with the who'd they play? The Habs, I think.
Things you forget, right?
Yeah.
Things you forget, but that's really cool. And you don't realize, you know, he spends the bulk of his career in Calgary, wins the Cup in L.A. This guy's just a down to earth Saskatchewan kid, loves the Riders, and enjoys spending his time in northern Saskatchewan right now. It's cool to catch up with guys like that.
No kidding. And Curtis Glencross along the way here, and Peter Labardius as well. I'm interested to hear the story of Curtis Glencross and what he has to say. And Clark, by the way, lining these guys up through the Calgary Flames alumni. I'm telling you, we're getting tight with Calgary now. We got this Flames jersey right here on the desk. The listeners can't see it, but the viewers can. It may be there to stay.
Ooh. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. These are monumental, like,
yes,
tectonic shifts.
I know.
Right? Winnipeg, Calgary, it's like literally tectonic plates are shifting in the world, and we're creating, like, new...
They're all good things.
New land masses. Yeah. We're all together now.
A sports update, by the way, for Ballers Rec Room and Red Bull. Edmonton is under consideration by the NHL as a hub where games could be played in a compressed timeline to complete the regular season. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney said Wednesday he'd had a conversation with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, who seemed to be interested in Edmonton as one potential site. The commissioner said the league has moved away from the idea of games in non-NHL centers because NHL arenas have more locker rooms which can be sanitized as teams move in and out and are better equipped for technology and broadcasting equipment for television. Get this one. French Sports Minister Roxana Marissonneau says the resumption of sporting events in the country is not among the government's priorities. France is locked down until May 11th because of the coronavirus pandemic, and speculation has increased recently as to whether the country's soccer league could resume in late June. She says what's certain is that sports won't take priority in our society. Unquote. He's the Minister of Sport. Thank God she's in that role.
Yeah.
She's supposed to fight for sport. The competitive drive never has left Brad Lang, who hopes to be playing football in the fall, in the first wheelchair football league, which is being launched by Disabled Sports USA during the NFL draft this weekend. On Saturday, Lang, a Marine veteran who lost both legs in an explosion while on patrol in Afghanistan in 2011, will announce a draft pick for the Carolina Panthers this weekend. He was selected by the NFL to represent the new league that plans to play in Chicago, LA, Phoenix, and Kansas City, Missouri. Many of the basics of football must be streamlined for the wheelchair league, With no kickoffs or punts, the ball will be thrown in the air rather than kicked. A one-hand touch on the body above the waist is considered a tackle. Each roster will be balanced through a weighting system based on a player's disability. And on conversions, a run is worth 1 point. A pass is worth two. Wheelchair Football League being launched by the NFL this weekend.
Very cool.
We mentioned Ballers Rec Room, bringing you the sports update. Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. They're partnered, of course, with the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. And the Tap's kitchen is open for pickup and, I believe, delivery. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page for their menu. I think we're going to be ordering Vern's Pizza tonight. I continue to lose weight. Can you tell?
You're losing weight.
I'm losing
weight.
And
all you're eating is pizza.
And Oreos.
I got to get on this pizza and Oreos diet.
I'm eating Oreos like they're Tic Tacs, and I'm losing weight. I don't get it. I have no stress. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull's launching a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore. And no frills, Red Bull gives you wings. Lou joins us next. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. I don't even know if I should mention this or not. I think most people know Premier Scott Moe is addressing the world right now about which businesses will open here as we move along through the pandemic. So it's affected our numbers. As Darren says, we should have tweeted and Facebooked, I guess. The official after party is over here on the Rod Peterson Show. Can we say that?
Yeah.
Who are you texting? Who are you writing? What's going on? What's happening?
Lots, actually. I've got the had the address up on my phone. 14,000 people over there watching, interested to see what businesses are going to be open.
Put your phone down, son. As I'm on mine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing work.
Thanks,
with
Clark.
Mine. Yeah, Clark, you just worry about yourself.
Hey, I'm on my phone too.
Can we get a shot of Clark over there? He's on his phone. Look at Jordan. Whoop. There it is. There's Clark on his phone. A lot of the text when I come in the morning, you have to understand that the Prairie Mobile text line stays on this desk and it's only live 2 hours a day. I don't take it home. So a lot of times I'll come in the next morning and there'll be messages from yesterday's show. post show messages, if you will. So I mentioned to Ken in Saskatoon, he had written that he'll go watch Connor Bedard with the Pats when the Pats come to town in Saskatoon. I said, why don't you go buy Blade season tickets? He has written us, Ken, who would for sure be watching right now. He says, funny, Rod, Riders and Rush season tickets already and a life to live. Not sure if we have time to have Blade season tickets as well. Irene still needs to work full time on the front lines once this is over. So, Blades, I did my best. Try to sell him season tickets. He's got reasons not to. But I will say this amid the pandemic, as a mental health professional that I am, when I spend the rest of my day doing that, the one thing I've heard from the Sask Health people is, here's the scary thing. They're like, get ready. Get ready. Because the tidal wave's coming. And if you know anything about crises and mental health, it's we're in the crisis right now. We're in the tragedy, the trauma right now. It's what's coming after the fact. So I said, yeah, I'll be ready. Bring it on. I'll do what I can. But we're not there yet.
No.
Not to scare you, but that's the truth.
Yeah.
To brighten our day, let's go to Peter Labardius, Calgary Flames color man. I'm hoping he notices we have a Flames jersey adorning our set for the first time ever. Good morning, Lou, or good afternoon where you are. How are you, my good man?
I am awesome, guys. I'm awesome. I'm as interested as anyone about the reopening phases of the great province of Saskatchewan. So glad I could help fill some time this morning.
Well, the sports fans are here, and Everybody else wants to know what Mo has to say. I will say this, Lou. It looks like you've been busy. Yeah, and they should, for sure. Looks like you've been busy doing some voice work and so forth. I mean, normally you'd be elbows deep in either the Stanley Cup playoffs or for sure the CHL playoffs. So how you been filling your time otherwise?
You know, it's the voiceover workshops that I've been in have been incredible learning about just a very different world and how competitive that world is. And frankly, after being behind a microphone my entire adult life, I didn't really think I could find myself in a position where I could feel like I was five again. But there are incredibly talented people who voice commercials and do animation. And it's as competitive, if not more competitive, as the sports world itself. But, you know, it's been great. You know what, guys? I've been doing terrific. I really have. By and large, it's a very different time for all of us. But I've really, in all sincerity, spent a lot of time being grateful, thinking about all the people in my world that have made just an incredible difference. And, you know, I've read a lot of books, many of them in the self-improvement type genre. So, yeah, I've tried my best to be okay without sports and the regular routine. And I've actually found the time to be quite enjoyable and feel like I've learned a lot.
Well, I can tell by your chipperness. Something's happening. Something, it's working, Lou, for sure. The key for everybody is once we get back to normal, to stay in that zone, right? By the way, Nelson, one of our viewers, writes in, he says, beginning in May, golf will be allowed in the province of Saskatchewan. One person per cart, raised cups, and social distance measures. Goes on to say, fishing and boating will also be allowed in Saskatchewan parks. Parks will be open for overnight camping to Saskatchewan residents only at 50%, every other site empty. Lou, you're a hockey guy. Are you a golfer?
I'm not a big golfer, to be honest. When I lived in Saskatchewan, you know, as an adult, I played quite a bit. It's funny, since a child came along, and actually when I moved to Ontario full-time for a while in 2000, I got away from the game. And now, Rod, I know you guys will find this hard to believe, but I'm fairly intense for the most part and quite competitive. And I get out now 3 or 4 times a year, and I don't like feeling like I've never hit a ball before in my life. I every time I come back to Ontario for the summer, where I have lots of time on my hands, I say that this is the summer I'm going to rededicate myself to golf. Hasn't happened. And if you want some great thoughts on golf, which I listened to a couple of days ago, and it won't make golfers happy. And trust me, I have lots of great friends who are golfers. It's a terrific game. For me, my favorite part now is forget about scoring. It's just the social aspect of it, especially, you know, when we can get back to being social again. But if you ever want to listen to something funny, try George Carlin on golf.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, just give it a listen.
I can give you Rod Peterson on golf. It's the heroine of sports because the people that are into it are like, just try it. Just come on, try it. Try it. Come on. You'll love it. Try it.
Right.
Listen, keep it to yourself. Okay. I'll be fine. Come on. Come on. Just try it a little bit. I'll pay for it the first time, you know. So, and then that's the thing with working in hockey, Lou, they all golf. It must be hard for you not to golf with all your buddies being hockey guys, right? Because that's really all they do all summer.
Well, they do. Again, my world is a little different in terms of where I spend my summer. And, you know, I'm not inundated, to be honest, at home with a lot of sports types. It's crazy, but I mean, you know, my wife is not a sports person. My stepdaughter is not a sports person. My in-laws, especially my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, they love sports and they play a little golf, and that's generally who I play it with. But no, to be honest, Roddy, I don't miss it.
Yeah, cool.
I'm more like you.
Last summer was my first summer off in 20 years, and I played 6 rounds. It was the most I'd played in 6 years, and I do enjoy it, but I'll only golf with my wife because everybody else will laugh at me, and I am out there for the social aspect and to go with friends. But to win anything...
It's an awesome game.
Or to go into a tournament where guys expect to win and I'm going to be the anchor and bring you down? No thanks. Not fun.
No, I can embarrass myself each and every day without putting a club in my hand and a little white ball that I'm going to chase around and I'm going to hit it 100 times and be angry 92 of the 100 times.
Right. So, Lou, moving on to a couple of different things. You and I share a lot of passions. One of those is the Regina Pats. The Connor Bedard stuff. How much are you, like, they're selling Bedard t-shirts now. People are got jerseys with 98 Bedard Pats up on their wall already. It only been a Pat for 24 hours. This is, man, it's going to get wild here.
Listen, it's awesome. In this day and age, anything that drives people's interest to junior hockey, to the Pats, to the great league that is the Western Hockey League coming out of its draft yesterday, which, by the way, if you missed it, you guys, I'm sure, have probably addressed it already. How about 4 Saskatchewan kids in the top 7 and 7 Saskatchewan kids in the first round? That's an incredible year. And in this age group, which is said to be one of the better age groups, I mean, that really bodes well to have an opportunity, no matter what Saskatchewan city you watch the Western League in, to see some great people. I'm really excited about Connor. Sat in on a conference call that he took questions. You can easily understand that this is a very, very mature young man. It's what it requires. I always say that the one thing we should never not consider highly when we make these decisions is, you know, these young people who I watch a lot and at a lot of different levels, the skill level has never been higher. But I think as equally as important, if not more, is it's not always easy for a 15-year-old to be a teammate of somebody who's 20 and all that goes hand in hand, leaving home, how do you fit in? But this young man obviously has incredible ability. A couple of scouts I've talked to, the one name that comes up is Steven Stamkos, who I had the privilege to watch as a minor midget in Markham, living full-time in Ontario. And if this young man, you know, becomes the next Steven Stamkos type, because I'm not a big comparison guy, then you've got someone special. But this was a hard decision for the league. He's the first to have this kind of status. And I'm more convinced now more than ever about two things. I know, and again, I have great friends and great respect in the Western Hockey League and so many different centers, you know, but I think Regina is a top-notch place. John Paddock, Dave Struch, ownership group, They will look after his interests the right way. So to him and the fans, I can't wait to see him in action when the next season starts. And there's no doubt in my mind the right due diligence has been done by all the people that will allow him to have success, not just as a player, but we need to always remember the Western Hockey League is way more about growing people than just hockey players. That's really, really important.
No doubt. Lou, lastly, and Darren, you jump in here anytime, but I mean, I usually hear you on NHL radio, and I don't think NHL radio is operating right now. At least Barney isn't on the power play. So are you doing many interviews like this, or how many of your friends and shows are on the air? Are you like what?
No. You know, I think I've had a couple appearances on your show, on my own radio station in Calgary. They don't seem to be ringing the phone whole bunch, but they're doing okay. To be honest, this is probably number 5 or 6, and that's good. You know, that's just fine. So doing a lot of reading and studying and always happy to come on. Listen, when you're as old as I am and you've been around as long as I am, you just pick up the phone and you're just happy. Happy as all get up that maybe somebody still wants you to come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always got a home here, Lou, in your home province. But the reason I ask that is simply this. All the NHL guys that we've had on and everything that I read, everybody's positive that the season will conclude. Oh. And James Myrtle said yesterday, well, what else are they going to say? They have to be positive. But it's almost like you guys got a memo from Bettman saying, say we're coming back. Maybe you did. I don't know.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, well, so what are you thinking about? They're talking about moving the draft up now so as not to interfere with the July-August resumption. So where do you think this is going to go?
Here's the fabulous part about the world that we're living in right now, especially in the social media era. Everybody's got an answer. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody wants to forecast the future. We all need to feel better, and that's really, really important. Roddy, I don't know if you can write a book on mental health and all that process. But the fact of the matter is this is a day by day scenario and we don't know. I know this in the people that I've talked to, including Brad Treleving in Calgary, they will exhaust, I believe, every avenue to complete in some way, shape or form the 2019-2020 season. Now, will they be able to? I don't know. I mean, does anybody really know?
Of course not. I thought that was a rhetorical question. nobody knows.
But you know what? I'll be frank. I am pretty positive, and I think at a certain point in time, you know, the hardest scenario about all of this is, you know, it feels to me in our world sometimes like you always have to pick a side.
Yeah.
So if you say some things should return or could return, then you're not valuing humanity enough. Why can't we continue to work together as people to get to the middle? Honest to goodness, whether it's restarting hockey, what they're doing in Saskatchewan, everywhere, let's try and get to the middle and actually take some time to listen to others. That's what I've been thinking a lot about during these times.
Sure. Well, your last visit with us went viral, 25,000 views on Twitter of the be good to each other. And I hope that it did make a difference for folks. Lou, we'll let you go. Here's hoping maybe the next time you are on, we'll be talking about the resumption of a season. Maybe we won't. Whatever. We'll see. But we always enjoy the visits. And I would say stay safe to you and yours, my friend.
Yeah, right back at you guys. Love the show. As you know, you guys are cooking along with gas and that Clark guy in the corner. The guy needs a bit of a raise. He's doing a hell of a job over there.
Where's Paul? See you, Lou.
Bye, guys.
Peter Lombard drops a stink bomb and then leaves. Of course he deserves it. The SJHL writing in and says, hey, Lou, if you've got some free time, we'd love to have you join us on Twitch for a little pretend hockey. I got to say this. I haven't asked the hockey guys. That's why my mic's about to fall off. Because it's about to fall off. I haven't asked the hockey guys on the show today what they think about the SJHL finishing the season on a computer simulation. Tyler Warwick of the Blades yesterday putting on Twitter that, well, if they do hand out the trophy, this will at least give us a reason to pay attention to it. But now the SJHL coming out yesterday, the president, Bill Chiaw, saying, we're not handing out the trophy. This is just for entertainment. It will. Now it is literally pretend. Now it's WWE of hockey.
Yeah.
Of video games, really, other than they don't know how it's going to end. The WWE does. But it's still pretend. So I actually talked myself into thinking giving up the trophy would be a good thing.
Yeah.
But it would only be a good thing based on why you'd have a reason to follow what's going on.
Yeah. I think it, you know, it's cool for bragging rights if you're going to, you know, put the trophy in Flin Flon or North Battleford or whatever for the offseason, great. But you're not going to etch the names on the actual trophy that and actually give them credit in the record books and hang a banner. But hand it out. I was with you on that yesterday.
I sold you on it.
Yes, I was in.
I would say if I was Canal, go ask Canalta Hotels how they feel. If they want the trophy handed out on a computer simulation. And if they want it handed out, then hand it out. Their name's on it.
Yeah.
They're paying for it. Anyways, next hour, I'm excited about this. Curtis Glencross, Flames alum. I didn't realize he was from Kindersley. We got to talk about that. And Braden Klimosko, the coach of the Battleford Stars. And a little more on CFL, CFLPA negotiations. I'm not sure we've closed the book on that.
Right.
NFL drafts tonight. Lots to get to in hour two. It's coming up. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. And coming to Game Plus Network this spring.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.